Gordon, as I look at the map that you've got, what was the catastrophe that created the coasts to move inward?
It was the release of what I call a stuck lithosphere. In other words, it the outer portion of the planet, the part we walk on, and if we go down, 30 kilometers or so, we start to enter into the magma regions, mm-hmm. There's different layers, and there's a slippage where the Earth itself, or the crust of the Earth, the lithosphere slips, and when it slips and it moves, it's incredible, unimaginable powers are released. I mean, the largest quake that we've experienced here in, the past couple decades, we're all under 10. They were in nines.
Yeah.
But, I think we're going to have to think much, much larger numbers. We're going to have to think in factors of, probably a series of quakes that are in the 12 to 15 magnitude ranges.
Off the charts.
Yeah. But that's what it is. The slippage releases it, and then it tries to stabilize itself. It's like any natural system. Systems want to find a balance point, just like the human body. We search for that calm spot where it's balanced. So the Earth is a gyroscope in space spinning around, and as it comes into contact with other planets, as we move through the solar system, other alignments, mm-hmm. comets, what have you, these things all interact. And so as it slips, lands change. And about a third of the United States, or North America, I should say, about a third of North America will lose its landmass.
Frightening map. It really is, Gordon, when you look at this. I mean, it's just... So that puts the coast, looking at this map, this puts the West Coast at around, somewhere in the middle, looks like in the middle of Colorado all the way down. Is that pretty accurate?
Pretty much so. Boulder, for example, is in Colorado, is the is one of the farthest east points. There's one up there right near the border of Nebraska. Colorado, that's as far east, so if someone said, where's the West Coast officially begin, it would be at that point. But most of Utah and Nevada and California, I think, and portions of Oregon, most of those go underwater.
They're gone. What kind of notice?
Well, I think we already have the notices. I think the notices have begun. I see these changes, the major changes, occurring in three waves, separated by could be weeks or months. The first wave hits the West Coast. I call it a fracture, kind of like from Newport, Oregon. Eureka. From Eureka, California, all the way down to Yuma is kind of like the first fracture. So the West Coast becomes a series of islands along that fracture line. So if you get maps out, your own map out, or atlas is out, draw a line from Eureka, California, down to Yuma, you would see that first fracture line.
And there are many, many islands then. They're all over the place.
Yeah, there's probably over 100 will be created out of it. And then again, weeks or months later, a secondary fracture occurs from Newport, Oregon, down to Phoenix. And so that then becomes the new West Coast. And then, again, weeks or months later, the final one occurs, and that one brings it in from a point where Mount Rainier is, would be one of the West Coast points. And then it carries it all the way into Nebraska and the... in about half of Colorado.
Now, what about an East Coast change?
East Coast changes are not as severe. We don't have the same tectonic relationships that the West Coast has. And that's the reason why the greater changes occur in the West Coast. It's just, it's the actual, the tectonic layout and the movement of tectonics. Mm-hmm. And so on the East Coast, you know, what we see more on the East Coast is more of inundations or flooding inland of waters. As you displace land, you know, I say about a third of the landmass will go underwater on the planet, but an equal amount to keep the balance I talked about earlier in natural systems, we're going to see an equal amount rise. So off the East Coast, for example, a very large landmass will rise. And then on that landmass, it'll start a whole new archaeological rain will occur as people discover that there was, find ancient temples and all kinds of artifacts.
Wouldn't that be incredible? I mean, even down by the Bimini's, maybe Atlantis will pop up again, huh?
I believe that's what will be rising again. Again, it's a cycle. You know, we had a 12,000 years ago, we had a sinking, and then this cycle will come along, and that land will come back up. So the Earth is like breathing, and it does it in a kind of a rhythmic fashion.
And I hate to pin you down on dates, but are you saying around 2012?
By that time. I originally had felt that we would start to see the greater changes occurring by 2001, or the end of 2001. I really felt that we would start to see some of the very first West Coast changes would have occurred. And while we did have some of the fracturing, and we did have some, it did not occur. And so I call that just a miss on time. And then, all the visions started showing a much later date. So somehow the planetary energies got a little reprieve, I think. I think it's just this breathing factor. You know, it's kind of settled down. But now it's kind of picking up speed again, and we can see this geologically about what's happening. So, it'll start before 2012, but my sense right now is that by 2012, most of the changes will be complete.